Good afternoon, Carmel.
Hey, Carmel. This is Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking to touch base with Bob. Is he in?
Speaking.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. It's almost Friday. Huh. Hey, I know you're busy, so I won't take up much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on an offer that we had mailed out to the data disposal. It looks like it was based on some past financing with Bank of the West in 2011. Does that ring a bell?
No, to be honest with you, I don't recall.
No.
And you're with him? I'm sorry.
Yeah, with Bank of the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank down here in San Diego. Based on that past borrowing history, the business is pre-approved for some equipment and some capital. I was just checking in, seeing if there was a need.
Actually, no. Actually, we're heading the other direction. We're trying to do the exact opposite, and we have a couple of loans with Bank of the West that are coming to term that we're paying off, and really mm-hmm. are not exploring incurring any more debt.
Uh huh.
So, best thing, I've been really happy with the Bank of the West, especially during these last few years, in light of the recession and everything. They've been extraordinarily supportive.
Right.
But I don't want to discount anything that might come along. So I apologize in advance for not recognizing what you had sent. If you if you'd like, I can give you my email address if you'd like to forward something, and I can assure you that I'll keep it in the event that the situation with Bank of the West sours.
Right.
But right now I'm really comfortable with those folks. They've been very supportive of us during these last few years.
Nice. Well, how's it been with you guys? It sounds like you guys have had a tough time.
Well, in 07 and 08, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because of the recession, right?
It was really rough, and we were with Union Bank for years, and that relationship soured pretty quickly, and Bank of the West stepped up during a very difficult time for us, and were very, very supportive. And so I feel an allegiance and a loyalty to those folks because of that. And it's been very good since then, but just looking at how supportive they were when times were less than perfect.
Right.
So, I mean, right now things are great, but during that period, you know, 6-7 years ago, I couldn't honestly say that. So,
right.
But again, if you'd like, I'd be happy to give you my email address, and I can keep whatever information you'd be mm-hmm. willing to extend. But
no, yeah, for sure. Yeah, how does what's a good email for you?
It's Bob C.
Bob C.
At ddisposal.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
ddisposal.com. Yeah, I'll send over my information right now. If something does come up, like, do you have any, like, projects or anything coming along where you might want to bring on some more equipment?
Well, we're always doing that. We're always evaluating based upon what the state of California does. We run trucks,
mm-hmm.
and those laws and stipulations change regularly. So, I mean, there's always an opportunity for us to look at new equipment and stuff. But again, you know, with how we're progressing in these last few years, we're trying to distance ourselves from incurring any additional debt.
Right.
But there's always that, you know, if an opportunity arises, we'd always like to be in a position
to have options.
Right. So
right. No,
I'm
that's
not
cool.
Discounting it at all,
uh-huh.
you know, 100%. Just wanted to be upfront with you as far as, you know, right now there's no pending issues that we're looking at, other than just paying off the existing loans that we have now.
So you say that you had two with them, or are you just finishing off?
We're finishing off two loans with them now. We just finished one earlier this year. We have another one that terms next month, and then some other ones that will term in a couple of years.
Oh, nice. Have you ever applied for, like, a loan and, like, not ended up getting it, or, like, the amount of funds that you were hoping to get?
No.
Because we don't compete with banks. We just, we're, like, a different source of for obtaining funds. So if they can't really provide so much of the money up front, a lot of people like using, because we're a third-party financing, and we'd love to help out because we go based off sales. How'd you guys do on sales last year?
We did better than that. I mean, we you know, our sales are increasing, and they've been increasing steadily since since the recession.
Right.
We do a lot of federal work, and we had the double whammy hit us in 2007-08. We had the recession hit, and then we also had the military sequestration, where we just like any other defense contractor, lost business due to military shutdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So those were representative dollars that were hard and fast to recover from. So,
right.
But we've been able to effectively do that in these last few years. So we're right back where we essentially started at back in 07, 08 when we got drilled.
Wow.
It's not been easy, but then it hasn't for any business in California.
Exactly.
It's been tough.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, I'd welcome anything that you have to offer, and then we can look at it and go over my son and I own the businesses, and I can review it with him, and he's a little bit more aggressive, but then he's younger, so he might have a different outlook.
Right.
But I can assure you that I won't disregard it. And we'll take a look at it and see if there's something that he would like to move on, and we can go and we can perhaps open a door and a dialogue.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that, Bob. Yeah. Is there maybe I'll send you over the email right now, and is there maybe a good time or to either follow back up with you or?
Well, I tell you what, we got the weekend coming up, and then I have some stuff that I need to take care of administratively with the feds. So if you can give me maybe till this time next week,
okay,
and I can promise you that I'll have sat down with my son and reviewed it, and then if there's any opportunities that he thinks that he would want to pursue, then I would help him through that. He's never gone through any of these processes before. So I would like to include him in that effort. So, but he's ultimately going to be the one that's going to be taking over the business here. So I want to make sure that he's comfortable with whatever direction that we head.
Right, right. Yeah, that's understandable. And then if you have any questions, you'll have my number in the email also. So I'll follow up with you sometime next Thursday, and we'll go from there.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
No, I appreciate you, Bob. You know, I appreciate the honesty also.
You're very welcome.
All right, Bob. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.